O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Micah 3, verses 5 through 12. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to If the Morning Never Comes by Paul Zak and page 116. Dulcet piano tones and soothing guitar strums provide the backdrop for this comforting text. Their perspective is the Lord's, a constant shelter and steady companion through the darkest times, even when false prophets abuse God's name and the world falls apart, as in today's Old Testament passage. Through it all, Jesus is waiting.
And if the morning never comes, I'll be here for whatever does. I'll be here with you, all my love, even if the morning never comes. I'll be with you, oh my dear child. I'll be here through the endless night, through the endless night. Ooh, I'll be waiting.
Micah chapter 3, verses 5 through 12. Thus says the Lord concerning the prophets, who lead my people astray, who cry peace when they have something to eat, but declare war against him who puts nothing into their mouths. Therefore it shall be night to you without vision, and darkness to you without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets, and the day shall be black all over them. The seers shall be disgraced, and the diviners put to shame. They shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer from God. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, who detest justice, who make crooked all that is straight, who build Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. Its heads give judgment for a bribe. Its priests teach for a price. Its prophets practice divination for money. Yet they lean on the Lord and say, "Is not the Lord in the midst of us? No disaster shall come upon us." Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed as a field. Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the house a wooded height. Micah was a prophet called by God to bring his word to the people of Israel during the 8th century BC, making him a contemporary of Isaiah and Hosea. And what was the message that God gave to Micah? Words of judgment and forgiveness. And what we encounter here in this passage falls under the former category. In these verses, Micah summons the leaders of Israel who have gone off the rails, and he accuses them of despising justice. In verse 2, he declares that they hate the good and love evil, and they distort what is right in legal matters. Though they build monumental edifices in Zion, Micah points out how those structures were constructed with blood through their corrupt courts that steal from the defenseless. He writes in verse 11 about some of their dirty practices. Its heads give judgment for a bribe. Its priests teach for a price. Its prophets practice divination for money. One commentator notes, leaders, civil magistrates who are to execute the law, priests who are supposed to teach it, and prophets who are to apply it through revelation were Israel's safety nets against injustice, but they broke under the strain of the love of money and false theology. God will issue a sentence that matches their crimes. And we see that in verse 12. God declares that because of these corrupt leaders, their proud buildings will become a heap of rubble. Their temple hill, no longer the Lord's temple, will become a mound, a wooded height upon which unclean animals will roam. So is that it? Is that the end of the story? Although it is the end of our text, it most certainly is not the end of God's plan for his people. The next chapter begins with these words. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up above the hills, and people shall flow to it. And many nations shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." The next four oracles that we see in the book of Micah refer to a renewed Zion. As old Jerusalem fell because of corrupt leaders, the new Jerusalem will triumph because it will be ruled by the Messiah. And we know this Messiah's name, Jesus, the Son of God, the one who begins his ministry in Luke's gospel with these words from the prophet Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus fulfills all of our longings for peace and justice. He is the antithesis of those corrupt leaders who shed the blood of others for a profit, as he declares of himself in Mark 10:45, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." So ask yourself today, in a time of increasing turmoil, where are you locating your hope? May you find it in King Jesus, the only one who can and will set all things right.
Thank you.
Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.